AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. According to an inspector general for the intelligence community, some of the classified emails found on former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's home server were even more sensitive than top secret. Clinton provided the server to the FBI in August, but she has said she didn't send or receive information that was classified at the time on that personal email account. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson has canceled his scheduled events after four campaign workers were injured when their van slid on ice, flipped on its side, and was hit by another vehicle in western Iowa. Carson, who is in Charleston, South Carolina, wants to be at the hospital where the workers are being treated.
We're going to suspend our activities, and I'm going to head up to Omaha, where he's being flown in right now. You know, I've talked to the neurosurgeon up there, and I've talked to the family, but I think that's where we need to be right now.
A Greyhound bus rolled on its side during a rainy morning commute in San Jose, California, killing two women and sending at least eight other passengers to the hospital. The driver says he was fatigued. All four of the life rafts aboard two helicopters that crashed last week off the coast of Oahu and Hawaii have been recovered. But AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports there's no sign of 12 missing Marines.
The Coast Guard says there's no indication anybody had been on the rafts, some of which were inflated, though it's unclear how. The search is now in its fifth day, and the Coast Guard is promising the 12 Marines' families that they will be told of any plans to end the search.
Authorities say a woman stabbed Denver's fire chief in the hand and leg this afternoon after jumping into his vehicle. If you've been getting calls from the IRS demanding immediate payment, the Treasury Department says taxpayers should hang up. This is AP Radio News. A robust U.S. economy and job market plus low mortgage rates should help keep the economy, especially the recovery in the new home market, going at a modest pace this year. But a return to pre-housing boom sales and construction levels appears to be at least a couple of years off. That's the forecast that David Crow, chief economist for the National Association of Home Builders, delivered today during a panel of economists meeting in Las Vegas. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the administration has named a top official to lead federal efforts to help the city of Flint, Michigan, deal with its water crisis.
Obviously, the city of Flint and the citizens of Flint are going through a very difficult time, and the U.S. government is determined to do what we can to support the state and local officials who are responsible for responding to this incident.
Stocks struggled through a turbulent afternoon session and eked out small gains. The Dow picked up 28 points. I'm Ross Simpson.